army of God, O apostles of Baha'u'llah, O servant of God, I now assure thee that if thy heart become attracted wholly to the kingdom of God, then the Holy Spirit will assist thee with a power that will enable thee to penetrate all things, and a dazzling spark which enlightens all sides, a brilliant flame in the zenith of the heavens, will teach thee that which thou dost not know of the facts of the universe and of divine doctrine. Verily it will impart unto thee the lights, reveal the mysteries, and make thee competent in science, and through it the pictures of the supreme world will be printed in thy heart, and the facts of the secrets of the kingdom of God will shine before thee. Verily I say unto thee, every soul which ariseth today to guide other souls to the path of safety and infuse in them the spirit of life, the Holy Spirit will inspire that soul with evidences, proofs, and facts, and the lights will shine upon it from the kingdom of God. Do not forget what I have conveyed unto thee from the breath of the Spirit. That's you. Marvelous. If you read the utterances of Baha'u'llah and Abdul Baha with selflessness and care, and concentrate upon them, you will discover truths unknown to you before, and you will obtain an insight into the problems that have baffled the great thinkers of the world. That's you. Beloved guardian said there are some opportunities that come only once in a lifetime, some that come only once every 100 years, and some that never come again. So I hope we'll seize our chance with this opportunity we have here in Alaska, when we have the freedom and the health and the resources to take advantage of it, even if we have to do it all alone. I wonder if we could put on the house lights. I want to see everybody. I can't see anybody out there. Who has a hand on the switch? Then turn out the spots, if you will. This one you can leave on, but it's a... Hi. I knew you were out there, but I wasn't sure. Well, all that was about you, beloved friends. Not the one in back of you or in front of you or beside you. That you has that dazzling spark that can illumine all sides, and that you are the one who can get that insight into the world. Those of us in this room could change the whole world. So why don't we do that while we're here in Alaska? This conference could change all of North America if we wanted to do it. So why don't we while we're here in Africa, in America? You see where my heart is. Sorry about that. Oh, I'm glad I'm here, but I do like it back there. If you go out in your backyard to put in some petunias and you dig down and suddenly you hit something hard and you found out it was gold, and your whole yard for 50 feet that way and 50 feet that way was solid gold, would you cover it all up and say, that's marvelous, I really ought to do something with that? Well, beloved friends, would you please put the spotlights out? I really don't need them.
The spotlights?
Yes. Yeah. I need all the help I could get these days. Thank you very much. I know that it's hard about pictures and everything, but really, that's what we have, something greater than all the treasures of the earth. And in a way, we've just covered up and say, well, that's marvelous, and a little later on, I should really do something about that. Some of the friends say, well, everything has its time, and when the time comes, wonderful things happen. Today, I'm here to tell you that Baha'u'llah said in the Epistle to the Son of the Wolf, when he was asked, has the time come? He says, nay, it is fast. When Roy Wilhelm, hand of the cause of God, appointed because he was a saint, walked down the streets of New York with the Master, Abdul Baha said to him that if the friends had loved each other, arisen to teach, and lived only one of the principles in their lives, half of New York would have been Baha'is by that time, 1912, 64 years ago. He wrote to a city in the West and said, why these difficulties and problems? That if the friends loved each other, arose to teach, and lived only one of the principles in their lives, that most of the people of the Western Hemisphere would have been their helpers and supporters by that time, 64 years ago. Page 240 of the Gleanings, the Blessed Beauty says, in beautiful words, which I only can paraphrase, that if we had listened attentively with our inner ear to what he told us and had obeyed, most of the people of the world by that time would have been under the shelter of the cause of God. So powerful and so tremendous and so wonderful is this great and glorious cause of ours. And if all that could have happened, we're late. Not only has the time come, yea, it is past. And I felt that while we were here in Alaska, it would be nice to start that time all over and win such a victory for North America that we could hardly imagine the wonder of it all. So I think we should stop our vacation and get back to work. That's God's work, the five-year plan. Well, really, it's a two-and-a-half-year plan now, isn't it? I remember the story of when I was working in sports about a golfer was taking these beautiful swings and missing the ball all the time, but hitting the anthill and killing half the ants. And then he'd still miss the ball. Whoosh, ants! Whoosh, ants! Until finally, one ant said to the other, "Boy, that's a terrible world out there these days. I think if we want to do something for ourselves and for the rest of us, we'd better get on the ball." Well, I think Alaska is the place to begin. When I got off the plane, I kept seeing AK abbreviation, you know. I didn't know that was abbreviation for Alaska. I thought that was the Abha Kingdom. And, of course, the friends in Alaska will tell you that it is. And I thought so, too, because I finally found a place where the days are long enough so I can finally get the work done I wanted to do that day. Of course, you feel when you go back to your room that somebody unscrewed your foot and emptied you out, but it does last. I said to a very dear fellow Baha'i, Dr. Randy Taylor, who's been very kind to me, I said, the first day, I thought, gee, that's marvelous. I'm writing on, still writing on the sequel to God Loves Laughter. I'll work till the sunset. So I sat at my table and kept writing and writing. I'm beginning to get cramps in the thing, you know. So finally, I went over the window and said, come on. And then I realized it wasn't going to go down for a long time yet. So. Well, beloved friends, colleagues, fellow Baha'is, Universal House of Justice and the Rizwan message said that what we do now will determine the course of history and the fate of humanity in the decades ahead. You remember those words. Not beautiful poetry, absolute truth. This is an international teaching conference. I hope that since it's just beginning, we're going to make it an international victory conference. And at lunch and at dinner, at nights and mornings, that you won't talk about the Olympics or the Republican convention or the price of inflation or whatever is on, but you'll talk only about the cause of God and how, while you're here, you can ignite fires of the love of God so they'll really see the northern lights coming from Alaska. Like that marvelous flag with the Big Dipper and the Pole Star. You know, as the earth turns at night, the Big Dipper turns, and there is a time when it pours all that water out in the world. I hope here in Alaska that the water of life will be poured from your hearts in a way like it's never happened before. I tell you, sometime, somewhere, one of these conferences will ignite a blaze and a fire that's going to sweep the faith to victory around the world. Why not here, now in Alaska? Are you ready? Talk to me.
Yes.
Let them know you're out there. Well, Alaska is the first country mentioned in the tablets of the divine plan. Why not the first to launch that tremendous victory for North America? From here, that would be marvelous. And in that first prayer, in that first tablet, it says, the Master says, make them victorious through the powers of the Supreme Concourse. Let's use it. It also says that each one of us, if we do that, will be like unto a regiment. I've looked at regiments all over the world. They average about 3,000. And so with 1,500 here, that's 4,500,000 souls that we have here during this conference. Surely we could do something pretty tremendous with that. Think it's about time, don't you? Talk to me. Yes. Don't be conservative this morning. Be audacious. Let me know you're there. Are you recording the conference?
They are? It's being recorded, I believe.
It is. All right, that's good. You know where we are in Alaska. So, you tell me, where is the first great North American victory going to come from? Where? Not bad. It got down to Canada, to where Steve Berkland lives around St. Paul, but let's try for the Gulf of Mexico. Where is it going to be? Yeah. Good. Now I'm going to tell you why I said that in the words of our beloved guardian, sign of God on earth. He said, after a victory that pleased his heart, but it was a minor victory, he said, now that the believers see the tangible results of their labors taking shape, they should feel encouraged to make new sacrifices. A little effort on our part is so richly blessed by Baha'u'llah. We can only wonder what the rewards would be for a great, concerted, truly inspired effort by all the members of the community. Wouldn't it be wonderful to find out? Wouldn't it? Talk to me. Well, all right, this conference is just beginning, so let's make it a spirit that breathes victory from start to finish, so some tremendous things will happen. When Marguerite was on pilgrimage, Mrs. Sears, the beloved guardian, said the Supreme Concourse was hovering between heaven and earth looking for instruments. Just think what a busy time they're going to have this weekend here in Anchorage. In fact, the beloved guardian said that this power had been so little used in the West, it was accumulating up there. So we know that what can happen if we really use... You know, Canada has already launched on such a victory campaign. I hope you'll pray for them and assist them. As they will you, they're doing what Alaska is doing, trying to win all of the domestic goals this year. And I'd like to share a quotation which really started me on my trip west, the spirit of the convention in Guelph in Canada this year. Hand of the cause of God, John Robart, said the world needed a victory, Canada needed a victory, not just a victory, but an institutional victory from a national assembly. And from the most holy book, he read this quotation. I'll share it with you. Arise. I gathered if you looked around that the name of this talk is Arise. You probably had figured that out already. The Blessed Beauty said, Arise to further my cause and exalt my word amongst men. We are with you at all times and shall strengthen you through the power of truth. We are truly almighty. Whoso hath recognized me will arise and serve me with such determination that the powers of earth and heaven shall be unable to defeat his purpose. The powers of earth and heaven. So if you want to electrify all of North America, there's a good chance. The reason I figure it can be because Alaska and Canada both trying for all of their assembly goals this year. I figure A for Alaska and C for Canada. That's AC. That's a pretty good current. And both of them have been promised by the Master that they will have divine confirmations uninterruptedly. That's DC. AC-DC. And most important of all, BC, Baha'u'llah's current. Or the Bob's current, or the Baha'i current. And so there you have, for you want the power, you have the ABCs of what's happening. And don't forget that ABC is Abdul Baha's current, so there's no way out of it. Just plug in, and you'll have marvelous victory. You will. Well, this is North America we're talking about, visited by the beloved Master Baha'u'llah, said wherever his footsteps visited that country, he was doubly blessed. Baha'u'llah wrote a special tablet to the presidents and rulers of the republics of the West to bind up the broken limbs of mankind with justice. It says in our writings, the West will replace the East in reflected glory because of our great world order. And we have, of all of the international teaching conferences, we have three here in North and South America. Marvelous, up in the North first with Alaska, then to Bahia, Brazil, and the final one will be in Merida, in Mexico. Think what a blessing that is to us. I think it would be a good idea, you know, for us to really set the continent ablaze. We could cable Brazil and Mexico and tell them that the torch has already been lighted in the far north for the conquest of the hemisphere. Six months we have until Merida. Just think, wouldn't it be nice to go to one of those conferences, not to find out how much we love each other and how wonderful it is and how many countries were represented and all these lovely things, but between now and then to bring such victories to Bahia and Merida and to all of the assemblies in North and South America, that would be our offering for Baha'u'llah. Be marvelous time, and I think maybe we can generate such a spirit here. Beloved friends, the time has come. Fellow believers, fellow members of Baha'u'llah's radiant army, his onward marching legions, to realize who we are. Beloved guardian said, the friends don't have to be told what to do. They know what to do. It's all in the writings. What we have to do is to tell them to get each other to try it. And I hope that's what will happen here. Beloved guardian said, if we realized who Baha'u'llah was and who we were and the powers we had, that we would astonish not only the Baha'i world and the rest of the world, but especially ourselves. And that's why I'm here this morning, and the only reason I'm here this morning is because of that. Words are not mine. You know very well the hands of the cause of God always make it clear that they have no light of their own. Beloved guardian is the sun, and they are moons to his sun. They circle around the sun, the auxiliary boards circle around the hands, and now around the Continental Board of Counselors. When I was on pilgrimage, the beloved guardian said the cause of God would begin to grow so rapidly when it was reaching that dramatic stage that even the auxiliary board members would have to have satellites to appoint satellites to circle around them. And I have seen down the hall and on the streets in the hotel faces of the assistants to the auxiliary boards. And every time I see them, how many assistants to the auxiliary boards in the audience? Raise your hand. How marvelous. You're looking at the fulfillment of prophecy. Every time I see one of the assistants or meet them, I get a lump in my throat and tears in my eyes. I can remember sitting at that table and hear these words of the beloved guardian. Well, so we're going to share with you some of these promises that should electrify your hearts. I have asked a member of the Auxiliary Board for North America, through the kindness of the Continental Board of Counselors, Mr. Anthony Leese, to help me. And together we're going to try to ignite some fires that will warm, we hope, the polar ice cap and flood North America with the water of life from Alaska and with your love. Divine, infallible words. Beloved guardian said to us in the West, never forget for a moment the promises of Abdu'l-Bahá and the promises in our writings. And so, beloved friends, this is Mr. Anthony Leese.
Hello, Abdu'l-Bahá.
So let's just take a moment to say once the remover of difficulties so that we can make this conference live forever in the history of the faith. And we can, you know. It's up to us. Let us begin with a promise from Baha'u'llah, which tells us exactly who we are. Listen and marvel, Tony.
How superior must be the destiny of the true believer, whose existence and life are to be regarded as the originating purpose of all creation.
That's you, Baha'u'llah, is talking about, or it could be us, depending on what we do at this conference, but that's only a start. Beloved guardian also said when I was on pilgrimage, if we ever found out who Baha'u'llah was and who we were, we would have our foreheads bowed to the ground constantly, thanking God to be alive and to be able to breathe once in this day. Promise.
Such is the station ordained for the true believer, that if to the extent smaller than a needle's eye, the glory of that station were to be unveiled to mankind, every beholder would be consumed away in its longing to attain it.
Only through the eye of the needle. Listen, promise.
Baha'u'llah says, if the veil be lifted and the full glory of the station of those who have turned towards God and in their love for Him renounced the world be made manifest, the entire creation would be dumbfounded.
Through the eye of a needle. Did you ever look through the eye of a needle? I did. That I was overwhelmed with the wonder of it all. Needle. Can you see the eye of the needle? You can't even see the needle, right? There's the needle, though.
Yeah, that's it.
You even get results materially, right? Well, the reason I mention that, beloved friends, is that it is so great that we haven't a glimmering of who we are. We have the destiny of the whole world in the palm of our hand, in all of these powers, and we use hardly a fraction of them. Listen to these words of the beloved Master, carefully with your heart as well as your head. Promise.
Were a number of souls to arise, opening their tongues and delivering the message with the utmost severance, the powers of the world would not withstand them.
Hold it right there. Who could not withstand us if we arise?
The powers of the world.
The promise goes. I stuck him with a needle to speed him up a little before there. That one.
The powers of the world would not withstand them, and the hosts of the earth would not prevent them from accomplishing their task.
Who couldn't prevent us?
The hosts of the earth.
Are you listening?
Hey.
That's you, right? You see, those goals are not so difficult at all if we arise. Nothing can stop us. If you want to go out of these doors when this conference is over and be able to answer anybody's question on any subject, you can do that. That's a promise.